Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Trina Sargalski. Alicia Zuckerman is out this week. This is what hundreds of kids from Miami schools heard this spring. Afterwards, they wrote poems inspired by the music. It's a contest, and the winners perform their poems at the Adrian Arsh Center tonight. As Miami Herald arts writer Jordan Levin discovered, these young poets are also inspired by the sounds of their city.
Behold the flow of the city as it brings with it a decrescendo to all the voices around me.
That's 18-year-old Shakur Butler.
As the bass stays present, the bass of a heartbeat, the bass of the Chevy cars that roll by sitting on 26-inch rims.
His poem is called Bass.
The roar of car engines that speed down I-95, along with the joyful laughs on South Beach, accompanied by the play of children. I breathe to the sound of an orchestra of raindrops that pop and lock on people's windshields at sudden stops. And again, the bass comes, vibrating throughout my body, connecting it all.
Shakur is a senior at Young Men's Preparatory Academy in Wynwood. He and 16 other Miami middle and high school students are the winners of the Piano Slam contest. Their poems were chosen from 1,500 entries. This is the fourth year of Piano Slam. The idea isn't just to expose students to classical music, but to make it mean something to them. For Shakur, Morton Gould's work Two Pianos evoked a very concrete experience.
Well, when I listened to the Two Pianos, it reminded me of when I would sit in my brother's car and he'll have the bass all the way up in his car.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets.
Now you could feel the bass vibrate your body.
Theater director Teo Castellanos worked with the students.
They were asked to look into something a little deeper. They were asked to look into music. And then I think in that observation and in that search to write something about music, they stumbled upon these realizations.
North Miami High senior Catherine Beltress is also a Piano Slam winner.
So I thought, okay, we're going to have all of these people from all around the world listening to different music, but all together we congregate for one reason. So that one reason is music.
Catherine's poem crackles with the sounds and rhythms of Miami.
Where I'm from, palm trees weave back and forth to the beat. Old men playing dominoes in the street, boom bam, slide of the pieces. Women preparing a feast, boom bam, slide of the pots and pans. Children playing in the streets with sticks, boom bam, slide of the kids. Together we all create our own symphony of intertwined melodies. Where I'm from, there's no such thing as immigrants. We're all citizens of the music.
That's not just a poem. It's an anthem. I'm Jordan Levin in Miami.
Catherine, Shakur, and the other teenage winners of Piano Slam will present their poems in a performance tonight. It's at 7:30 at the Arsh Center. You can hear Catherine and Shakur's poems at WLRNunderTheSun.org. I produce Under the Sun with Dan Gretsch and Alicia Zuckerman. I'm Trina Sargalski.